Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm recording early, but I'm probably going to release it, not exactly when I record it. I'm probably going to release it a little bit later. It doesn't really matter. I guess I could release it early, but I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm recording early because today is my haircut, and I'll get back late, and I'll be tired, and I won't feel like recording. And rather than, you know, trying to make myself come up here at 10:30 tonight or whenever it is that I'm back, I thought, oh, I'll just go ahead and record. I should have recorded two yesterday, to be honest, and just back to back. And I didn't think about it. I had already edited and posted. And so I thought, well, I'll just do it in the morning before I go. And so that's what I'm doing. I realized I didn't quite talk about the entire weekend. And so I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, Saturday night we had a party. And I briefly mentioned it, but at the party, so a couple of our friends or one couple in our friend group, and Mark and I discussed, because all of our friends that are here are really his friends, first of all. They're Filipino families. And there's nothing wrong, obviously, there's nothing wrong with Filipinos, but there are no single one. There are no singles. There's like one single. And for the most part, they are husband and wife with children. A lot of them are now have children in college because, you know, we're getting to be of a certain age. And, but some of the friends are in their late 40s, early 50s. And so their children are in college and stuff like that. And so, and some younger couples as well. I guess there are more singles. But anyway, regardless, they're straight, mostly families, you know, which is fine, you know, and it was good for Mark when he was first, you know, came here because he had families to do things with. He, you know, celebrate holidays and all that kind of good stuff. So it was good for him. And it still is good for us to maintain those friendships. But I was telling him, you know, we really need to make some gay friends. You know, the funny thing is, when I was in my previous relationship, it was always, this is going to sound so stupid, but it was always precarious to make gay friends because there was always a chance that someone was going to be attracted to someone else. And then there would be some kind of, you know, jealousy or some sort of flirting or things of that nature. And I suppose that happens in straight relationships too. But I just found that like having a bunch of gay friends just made it, you know, sometimes it would get awkward. But I said, you know, we should make gay friends because, for instance, if Daniel and Zach lived here, we could hang out all the time. We could go to dinner. We could go to Disney with them. They could go whatever Mark and I like to do. They could go to shows with us or whatever. And we would have, you know, more in common with them. And so we don't have as much in common with the Filipino families. But anyway, we went to a party and normally I'm bored because everyone is sitting around and talking in Tagalog. And as we've discussed, I'm a horrible boyfriend and have not learned his language in the past 10 years. And I need to, but I haven't. And so I don't understand what they're saying. And there's one husband who's also does not speak Tagalog. He's an American. And, but I don't know, there's something mentally wrong with him. I think he has a brain disorder or something. And he's just a very slow, he can't really carry on a conversation very well. And I don't enjoy talking to him. And so Mark would always say, oh, well, go over and talk to, I can't remember his name either, but go over and talk to Bob. We'll just say his name's not Bob, but we'll say that. I'd be like, ah, that's no fun. Anyway, and so I'm having allergies because, you know, it's that time of year with pollen and everything. But last night they decided to have like a game situation. Well, first of all, it was a surprise birthday party and both of the birthday girls, because it was two different ladies who both turned 50 this year or are turning 50 this year. And they wanted to make it a surprise, but one of the friend members was supposed to get them there without them knowing it was a party and was having so much trouble. And they didn't, you know, they thought they were just going to be going out to dinner. And they ended up going 2 hours away to go shopping because they're going to Puerto Rico in a couple of weeks and they wanted to buy, I don't know, swimsuits or something. I have no idea. And because they didn't think they were having a party, they thought there was just a dinner. And so they get back and one of the two ladies takes a nap. They get back at 6:30. The party is supposed to start at 7. One of the ladies falls asleep. I don't know if she did it on purpose or if she thought she was just going to sit down for a few minutes. And so she falls asleep. And then she says, you know what? Let's cancel the dinner. I'm so sleepy. You know, all this kind of stuff. He ended up having to tell them it was a surprise party to get them there because, I don't know. And I don't know what you do. I mean, when you're trying to surprise someone and they don't know that they're planning for a party and, you know, they need to be fresh and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and then they go out of town, you know, 2 hours away, a 4-hour round-trip drive and shop and eat and whatever they did in Tulsa. And then they come back and they're like, we're tired, you know. I don't know. I don't know how you combat that. But anyway, regardless, they finally showed up. We were all there. I think we were all there about 6:45 because we thought they were going to show up at 7. So we were supposed to be in our places ready to go. And they didn't show up until around 8:30, I think. And so we were all hungry. We were, you know, there's not. But anyway, the bottom line is after we ate, they had games. They had bingo. They had this game where you all stand in a circle or, you know, if you're around a table or whatever, and you each have $3, $3 bills, and you roll these dice and it tells you to either put a dollar in the center, give a dollar to the person to your left, give a dollar to the person to your right. And there are three dice. And so, and as you go around, if you lose all of your money, you're out of the game. But the last person standing gets all the money in the pot, gets all the money in the center. And it was about $100 or something because there were a lot of us in the circle. And then there was another game, bingo. Oh, bingo. Just like gay bingo, these guys who were calling out these numbers had a joke or a story for every single bingo letter. Like Joey, Betsy. You know, when you play Betsy Bingo. But the thing is, and for those of you who don't know, it's a Pride 48 member. He dresses as an old lady and does bingo. And it's a thing. But anyway, Betsy Bingo. And it would be fine, except they were speaking in Tagalog and I was sitting at a table not right next to them. And I was having trouble knowing when they were actually calling out a letter number situation, or if they were just telling a joke. So that was fun and yet frustrating at the same time. I didn't win either one of those two games. Mark nor I, neither one, won those games. It was $5 to buy a bingo card, and then the pot went to the winner. And we were doing blackout, so you have to get the whole card. And then the last one, I don't know if he made this up or this is an actual thing, but we used poker chips, and it was only for 25 cents. Each chip was 25 cents, and we bought a certain number of chips. And then we would, you know, put 25 cents in the middle. And then the dealer would deal two cards. And then you would bet based on whether you think the third card is in between those two. And then you go around and, you know, and basically if you get it correct, you win whatever you bet. And you go around the table. And that was fun. That was really fun, actually, as well. So we did that. Anyway, it was a fun night because I actually had something to do that didn't involve, you know, sitting there and not understanding what people were saying. The other thing that happened, I was trying to think, there was something else that happened on the weekend. Oh, yeah. For the first time in probably 15 years, maybe more, I got a speeding ticket over the weekend. And I am not a speeder. I am a grandpa driver. Generally speaking, if I speed, it's 3 or 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. Nothing. Mark, on the other hand, goes 9 or 10 miles over the speed limit consistently. I'm driving, and this cop, I hate it when they do that. There's one area of highway where it changes. There's a small section where it's 65, and then it goes to 55. And this cop was sitting right after the 55 sign. And I was talking to Mark and not paying attention, and I got a ticket. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.